it looks like some of the hiring flexibilities that we had under NSPS are being carried over into this new hiring reform, which is promising. I think that was one of the best parts of NSPS.
And some of the concerns about the we've talked about KSAs before, and there seems to be almost universal that KSAs are tired and need to go someplace else. Does this all go far enough?
Well, I think it's a good first step, and I think we're changing a process and a system that's been in place for many, many years. So I think this may be the comfort level for a lot of people to take smaller steps rather than do a wholesale change and totally change everything dramatically.
What is the relationship between the people you represent, managers, and these reforms? Because most of the people you represent are already have jobs. So what's the relationship? Why should they care about these changes?
Because this will hopefully make it easier for them to hire the people they believe are the best qualified for the positions that they have vacant, as opposed to the people who necessarily possibly just look the best qualified on paper.
Is your membership, are they saying that KSAs just don't really work, and in this streamlined approach, this much more, it seems to me, much more agile approach to hiring people is the better way to go?
Yes, it is a much more agile approach, and the benefit there is that a lot of people were so turned off when new people coming into the federal service would look at the KSAs and think, you know, this is just too much trouble. I'll go down the road and get a job with a private company instead.
Well, and it
so
always
this puts us in a more competitive posture, I think.
Yeah, and it always seems to me that if your first relationship with a new employer is a whole lot of, frankly, bureaucracy, it all of a sudden, you're almost weeding out people who say, oh, hold on, I don't want to end up in a bureaucratic place. I want to actually get things done. You're almost starting off on the wrong foot.
I think that's exactly right. And especially with newer employees who haven't had any experience with government, it really does not put us in an attractive light as an employer.
I know there's a lot of controversy amongst the unions about this internship program. You guys have a view on that?
It has worked well in some areas. It's not a really widely used program anymore. I've had more experience with the Air Force internship program, which is one for college graduates that meet a certain grade point requirement.
Right.
And usually they would come in as a GS-7, and the career ladder is usually a GS-11. And I've seen that work very well in several cases.
And just in terms of, I know in the private sector, I had internships when I was growing up, and it gives you an idea as to both, for me, it was great to see, hold on, is this something that I really want to do? But also gave employers a sense as, is this the kind of person who I might want to hire?
Yes, and I do believe that especially for young people, internships are a great way of exploring different career fields. And like you said, different employers. And a lot of people think that possibly a career has a glamorous aspect or a glamorous perception, and then when they actually start doing the work, they find this isn't really what I wanted to do after all. And that's a great avenue to do that. Or they find, I wasn't really sure about this, but I'm loving it, and I really want to do this forever.
So I
think it's a great program.
As this whole package moves forward, what are you going to be watching for? How are you going to measure whether this is actually happening or not? We all know government change can come slowly. So,
yes, it can. And I think in the case of the Federal Managers Association, we'll be looking to our members to let us know how this is working for them. We have members all across the government, so we'll get all different perspectives from the different managers there as to how it works for them.
And that's
how we'll look at whether it's a success or not.
And again, the biggest thing for them is being able to hire the people who actually, the best and the brightest, being able to get those people into posts fairly quickly.
Yes, and the agile part of it is a big plus for federal managers.
I know our own senior correspondent Mike Causey has talked about, we want to speed it up, but we also want to take time to make sure we get the right people. And sometimes in the rush to get things done, people can make bad decisions. Any concern there that we end up speeding up the process so much that we end up making bad choices?
that's always a possibility, whether the process is speeded up or not. But we have a one-year probationary period for all new employees, and that is intended to give the employee and the manager a chance to see if this position is a good fit for them, and if it's not, the employee can move on to something else.